Jackson.
And time to check in with our friends at Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Joining us, Mark Myers. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What's it look like today?
Well, it doesn't look so good. And, you know, one thing I've been reading a lot about and hearing about over the weekend was all these new banks starting to charge fees. There seems to be a lot of unhappy people. Even on the radio, they're talking a lot about it and really complaining out there. And it seems like all these banks are really starting to stick some new fees to everyone, and that has to do with when Congress and the Federal Reserve passed new laws and rules that rob banks some of their favorite fees. So the banks decided to come up with new ones, and consumers are not happy. I'm sure most people have heard about Bank of America. That seems to be the most publicized one out there lately. Bank of America is starting to charge everyone $5 a month for their debit card. So, you know, that is if you use it. And the thing is, if you use your card just one time during the month to buy a $1 bottle of water, then you end up owing Bank of America more than you paid for the water. But Wells Fargo and Chase, they've been experimenting with these fees for a while. Now, a workaround is on this is you could always use a credit card instead of a debit card, but you just need to make sure you pay it off every month. Another thing they're also doing is they're not giving away free checking. You know, 2 years ago, 75% of the banks offered free checking. Now, fewer than half of the banks offer free checking. Now, one way you can work around that is nearly all the banks will give you some free checking if you sign up for additional service, such as direct deposit. So that's one way to get around that. And then also, another way banks are starting to charge you is they're saying you have to have a minimum balance in your bank. And a lot of them are saying, well, you know, hey, if your minimum balance slips below $1,500 during the month, then we'll charge you $5 or up to $15 for the month. So one way to get around that is make sure you keep all your accounts at one bank, your savings and your checking account at one bank, because it'll add all those together. And another one that really drives me crazy is ATM fees. You know, ATM fees right now are averaging about $3.81 per machine, you know, if you do not use your bank's ATM machine. And one way around that is there are some banks out there that will reimburse you ATM fees. So if you shop around, you'll find somebody out there. And then everyone's favorite, bounce check fees. That is up to nearly $31 per check if you write a hot check out there. And one way around that is looking at nonprofit credit unions. A lot of those places, they don't use fees to boost their bottom line, so that's a good way to go. Now, as far as this morning on the markets look like they are going to open down. Looks like we're going to open down around 70, 80 points this morning. And that is all to do with, again, I feel like a broken record here. It has to do with Greece. Greece has come out this morning, and they said they will miss their deficit targets this year and next year, despite all the cuts they have made so far. And, you know, Greece right now, their debt to GDP is 161%. To put it in comparison, the United States, we're not in great shape either, but ours is 90%. So we're almost half. So it's not good. And you think our jobless rate is bad here in the United States. Right now, our jobless rate is about 9.1%. In Greece, it's 15%. So it's not good. But I don't know, the markets do not look like it's going to be a good opening, and I'd hold on today. It looks like it's going to be a volatile day again.
Mark, it looks like, too, some good advice from you on how to save a little money on those bank charges. You know, our local banks in this area tend to be very helpful and forthright. Some of the national ones are getting a lot tougher. But all across the board, you just have to do what you're saying. Look at what the rules are and play by them to benefit you. Look for the savings where you can make them.
Yes, and a lot of people make the mistake of they just walk down to their local corner bank, which sometimes that's not to their benefit because different banks cater to different people. It's almost like buying a car. You need to shop around some. You need to call several different banks and figure out which one is best suited for your needs.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your report.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, Mark Myers from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call him at 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternag.com.